Okay, I'm Swaby from The Heavy. I kind of write with Mr. Taylor, and we just give you this weight.
Yeah, I'm Dan T. I play the guitar and write with Swaby.
My listeners probably know the concept of a place called Bath, but they probably don't know about Noid in the Southwest. So would you hit me with a little bit about Noid?
Yeah, it's just like it's a wooded hamlet, which is just like a small kind of wooded, heavily dense kind of foliated area, and there's nothing. It's a cross between noise and void. That's I think that's how they name them.
But it's really called Noid though.
Yeah.
That's how we kind of interpret it, you know, noise and void is, you know. So it's apt that, you know, you're interviewing us here in Texas with the noise that we make, you know what I mean?
You describe yourself on your MySpace site as, I love this, black metal, healing and easy listening, Italian pop.
It's our families. Our families are responsible for the making of this monster, you know, because I don't know, we come from such kind of eclectic and kind of diverse kind of backgrounds. You know, music was a big part. So as soon as we met, it was like a marriage, wasn't it?
And it's been a marriage ever since.
Not in a physical sense.
You won't give it up. I've tried.
I just can't give it up for him. There's no way that I'm giving it up for him, man. That's just ridiculous.
But all kidding aside, how did you two hook up and how did the band hook up as a band?
Well, we met working in the Gap of all places. And we just got talking, and then it was like music, and it's like, all right.
I'd like a 34 waist, and oh, by the way, would you like to sample this song?
That's how it went. It was stockroom, just you know, beats, stockroom and beats. And
I've got the record, the album has been released here, or it has not. I didn't think so. So I've got the big fat advance that I've been playing for quite a while. So when is it due to come out?
It drops on April the 1st.
Wow, so that's amazing. So you're doing all this and people are showing up and they really haven't heard the music here yet.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. You know, people are kind of hearing about us over here. You know, stations are playing it right now, you know, and it's just incredible. It kind of seems as if people are kind of turning up. I just saw some guys in the car park, and you know, he brought another four people with him today because he knew that we were playing today as well. So it's crazy. It's real, real crazy. You know, it's spreading like wildfire right now.
Now, how long in England has it been out?
It's been out, October? And October last year.
Having a gold record in England's great. You sell your 300,000 copies. Yeah, sure. But you and I, just before you went on stage, you said we're here to conquer. So tell me a little bit.
Well, you know, we're back here in May. You know, this joint over at South by Southwest, you know, we've only had like 3 days to kind of show you what we can do. You know, when we come back in May and we're going from coast to coast, I think we're going to convert a fair few people, you know, to our way of thinking.
You mean to the house that Dirt built? Explain that, will you?
Everything that we do is from the house that Dirt built, and everything that we will do is from the house that Dirt built.
And so but that's not a takeoff on Aretha Franklin's "The House That Jack Built."
No, it's the house that Dirt built. It's our little thing, man. Yeah.
Explain it to me.
We're just fans of, like, you know, Dirt and the Losers and the kind of disgusting side of everything, and you know,
the dark side of the Heavy comes out.
Totally, you know. So you know, our kind of.
You know, Quentin Tarantino could start using it as a soundtrack for a movie, right?
This is what we're hoping, man. So, Quentin, if you're out there, man, the next video, you know.
Big Bad Wolves doing what they do, making noise while you make love, says your biographer, King Louis. So that's going to be great sex, as far as I can tell.
Absolutely. It's like wild, you know, Howl at the Moon style sex, you know. You not had that kind of sex before?
But all kidding aside, what's really fun to watch, and I got to watch it the other night at Elysium, was people in the audience coming up with every comparison under the sun and either coming up with the longest one ever or coming up completely short. And it's kind of like, you don't want any of that because you know that what you're creating is entirely original, right?
Yeah, you know, it's just taking everything that we've ever been inspired by and putting it into our pot and just spitting it back out. It's like a broken down iTunes, what we do. It's like, you know, it's just kind of...
As much as, yeah, we don't want that. It's great to be compared to that stuff because it's legendary. Yeah, it's what we're brought up on.
act. None of these acts kind of came together, you know. You never saw Led Zeppelin with Curtis Mayfield, you know.
So seeing you live really is a far more insane experience than the record, because the samples are there, but then you really blow it up.
Yeah, that's what we do, baby.
I mean, really blow it up. Because it's so easy to turn around and say, well, you know, they took some samples and they layered some guitar over it, but... And this is highly an original. You didn't just aim it, oh, let's just lay them down. There's some intelligent thinking going on here.
Yeah, you know.
Scarily. Come on, you can't do that in rock and roll.
No, you can do that. That's what we do. It's just, you know, that's the way we thought about it. You know, we were fans of, you know, that whole hip-hop chemistry and obviously in rock and roll and just, you know, blending everything together. But, you know, we knew that there was a way to do it, and that we always set out to kind of blend the two. Wow, just blend it all together, and I think that's what the Heavy is. It's pulling it off and making it sound like the Heavy, just taking, you know, all those influences in.
But let's go through some of the songs, because I know what's going to happen. I'm going to get emails saying, okay, you know, tell me about, you interviewed them, tell me about these songs. And if I go, duh, I don't know, they say, well, you were in the van with them, you were there on their first U.S. tour, you had one of the first interviews, and you didn't ask them these questions? What's wrong with you? Set Me Free, what the hell is that groove?
What's it about? Or
no, well, tell me about, where did that one, tell me, come on.
It's all just relationships, isn't it? It's like, you know, the kind of the girlfriends that we...
Well, the whole record, but tell me about how you put that one together, because that groove is not as recognizable as some of the other ones.
Yeah, it was. It's just beats and then my acoustic guitar, and I just came up with the chorus, and then, you know, it just wrote itself, didn't it? You know, you can't explain it, just... You know, and we're fans of country, and the whole kind of acoustic guitar thing is a big thing for us, and, you know, Neil Young and...
Okay, that kind of man, that to me, if we were looking at the name of the band, that is the Heavy song. Would you say that's among the heaviest?
Becoming like our anthem, isn't it, I think, man?
It's becoming like the anthem now, you know? It's just like, you know, you just take some broken down beats and some ridiculous horns, you know? Get Dan playing the six guitar, it's gonna work, you know. And live, I think it works even better than the records, you know.
You know, live, it's just it's rock and roll defined. It's loud. It's heavy. On the other hand, when you did Girl the other night, the reference was way insane, and we were all kind of tapping our toes, and we're thinking, wait a minute. And then you paid tribute.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you got to, yeah.
Kinks every time, you know. Big. Fans of the Kinks and Mr. Davis.
Big Ray, big tall Ray.
Yeah, yeah.
But then there's In the Morning, which is a complete departure. So that's going to get played with Lenny Kravitz and Hendrix. Is that what you want it to be in between?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's kind of a Stooges kind of vibe for me. I've always found that riff to be, you know, definitely from that kind of Detroit kind of, exactly. You know, MC5 sort of thing. So.
And then we'll just go with one more. Colleen is ready to go in the next Superfly movie, as far as I'm concerned. So did you choose that as the single, or did the record company?
The record company chose that as a single, but, you know, we kind of wanted that to be like our second single in the UK. And it's a brilliant, brilliant track. We love it.
Do you think it's weird that they think America deserves different tracks, or do you think that it's real that we think differently?
I think it's really good, because I think Colleen's a wicked choice for a first song out over here, and then we can... You know, do them with that kind of man, you know, and it's,
yeah, exactly, yeah.
And then you're going to be bleeding.
How did you get? No, it's really interesting. And I was talking with your friend from Ninja Tune there. All right, I'll pop it in, but I wonder if this is going to be hip hop. So, interesting label. How did you choose Counter Records?
Well, we were, you know, obviously, we were aware of Ninja Tune, and then Counter Records had been they put out a record by a guy called Pop Levi. Which we were really big fans of. I really enjoyed, and I thought Counter became their kind of rock imprint. You know, they've got Big Dada as well, which is like a hip hop side of what Ninja Tune are doing, and then now the Counter. So it seemed like a perfect home for us, because they've got that kind of foot on the kind of electronic side of things and hip hop, and, you know, now they're really kind of going for it with this whole rock thing as well, and like I say, Pop Levi, so. It just seemed like the perfect home for us, and they also, yeah, you know, and they just let us do what we want to do, and don't interfere too much.
So we've created this thing we've done with literally a couple of hundred bands called a musical sandwich. So it's two of your songs as the bread, and then any songs by other artists that you want to play in between. And I am now under obligation, no matter what you ask me to play it exactly as you ask me for it. So two of your songs surrounding it, pick two songs, and then pass the microphone around and each give me three or four songs that you want to hear with your music, and I will play it.
I think Dignity definitely would be a great choice to... Spoonful by Howlin' Wolf, and... I don't know, what else could we have? What was that Westbound Train? Who's that?
Dennis Brown,
Westbound Train, that's my other choice. Down on the Street, The Stooges, Doing Fine on our album, Great Vengeance and Furious Fire.
Okay. Swaby say Colleen. I'll start with Colleen, and then we'll go into Sorry About That by Syl Johnson, which is on Twilight Records. If you can play it off the 7, that'll be amazing. Then I think we'll go with Ann Peebles, I Can't Stand the Rain. And then we'll come out of there and we'll go AC/DC Back in Black, actually, out of that, just to really mess with your dome piece. And then I'm going to finish with You Don't Know by The Heavy from Great Vengeance and Furious Fire.
I'll go with That Kind of Man. And then Hendrix, Crosstown Traffic, The Witch by The Sonics, Ghost Town by The Specials, and something off Raw Power maybe by Iggy Pop. And I'm going to close that sandwich with... God, this is a tough one because these guys have taken some tracks that I'd really love to put.
Sorry,
that's all right, man. That's all right. It was in the morning, I think.